A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the summer 2018 issue on the opioid epidemic. A Spiritual Awakening: The 12-Step Approach to Addiction by Father Jim Harbaugh, S.J. Jim Harbaugh is a Jesuit who has worked in parish ministry for some years in Seattle and Tacoma. He has been involved in addiction recovery as a writer, teacher, and giver of 12-step retreats for many years. One of the oldest responses to drug addictions is a 12-step program first outlined in the book Alcoholics Anonymous, published in 1939. The book's title was also the name of the organization that published it. In the years since, AA has helped millions of people find a long-term, contented sobriety. The 12-step program, in turn, has served as a basis for programs addressing other addictions, both to substances, such as Narcotics Anonymous, and to behaviors, such as Gamblers Anonymous, as well as for programs for those affected by another's addiction, like Al-Anon. In time, the steps also were used to shape professionally staffed treatment programs. These programs, often modeled on Hazelden's in Minnesota, operated on a four-fee basis, whereas 12-step programs, such as AA, never charge for their services. Inpatient treatment, much more expensive than outpatient, was at first supported by health insurance, but in time has become difficult to access, especially for people who are poor, and a drug habit can make you poor in short order. If opioid abusers are going to be effectively treated, the 12-step programs may be essential. There is little public will to fund four-fee treatment for addicts who can't pay for it themselves, so programs that are essentially free are one of the few resources available for now. I want to argue that the spiritual feature of 12-step programs, far from being a deal-breaker for prospective members, is actually a strong selling point. There is a lot of confusion about just what this feature entails, though, so let me clarify this point. Consider the last of the steps. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. What is a spiritual awakening, and how could one help a person to recover from drug addiction? In the earlier stages of AA, this step spoke of a spiritual experience. But this language confused people, and it was changed to awakening. Bill Wilson, a co-founder of AA, came to understand his own spiritual awakening from alcoholism by reading about the conversion experiences described in an American classic, William James's Varieties of Religious Experience, 1902. Incidentally, there were similarities between AA's 12 steps and Ignatian spirituality, especially the use of spiritual means to overcome what Ignatius called inordinate attachments, and AA called the disease of alcoholism. But these resemblances were accidental and were only noticed later when in 1940, a Jesuit from St. Louis, Father Ed Dowling, brought them to the attention of Bill Wilson. First, what does spiritual mean here? From its beginning, AA was careful to avoid divisive doctrines. It's God as you, the individual member, understand God, and it's spirit, or spirituality, as you understand them as well. My own definition of spirit would refer to the whole person of the addict. One of AA's most significant insights was that there was something biological going on in the addict, not just psychological or emotional. In the 1930s, this was a radical idea, but since the enormous advances in brain scanning in the 1970s, it's become a truism. So more effective forms of treatment for addiction address all the features of addiction, and address them in a coherent, holistic way, which I would call spiritual. As with most serious pathologies, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, holistic changes in lifestyle are needed, not just fragmented treatment of symptoms. Then what does awakening connote? It's a better word than experience, which is at once too vague and too specific. Many prospective AA members thought an experience must be a dramatic incident, like St. Paul knocked off his horse. Awakening is better precisely because it accurately describes what happens when an addict stops using. Physiologically, all drugs first go to the most evolved part of the brain and impair the functions, like judgment and decision-making, that those parts govern. In the case of downer drugs like alcohol and opioids, drugs that slow down the system, the brain, and the addict may literally go to sleep. What kills opioid abusers is that they go so deeply to sleep that their breathing comes to a complete stop. Unless an antidote like Narcan is immediately administered, the breathing stays stopped. The person dies. If you stop using such drugs, you wake up. But this is not just a physical outcome, with improved alertness and better decision-making. It is also a spiritual result. The outcome of many meditation practices, Western-like Ignatian prayer, or Eastern-like Buddhist meditation, is enhanced attention, becoming more awake. Prayer and meditation screen out distractions and preoccupations, and above all, preoccupation with self, allowing one to notice and focus on deeper truths. The proof that one has in fact awakened spiritually is contained in the rest of the 12th step. The recovered addict will hold on to recovery by carrying the message, telling the story of what he or she has found, and by practicing principles, living a life of moral integrity. That moral life will in fact be the best vehicle for the message of recovery. In other words, the recovering person will become just, in the rich Jewish Christian sense of that word, a person who treats everyone and everything else with fairness. To make just choices is essential to be awake, not sedated or impaired. Not every person at a particular 12-step meeting is perfectly just, or for that matter, perfect, but there are plenty of people at them who are visibly trying to be just, and not incidentally are drug-free to enable their efforts. This is the message for active addicts, opioid abusers included. The 12 Steps. 1. We admitted that we were powerless over our addiction, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. We made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. 4. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. We admitted to God, to ourselves, and to other human beings the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. We humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. 8. We made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. We made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. We continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. We sought, through prayer and meditation, to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs.